we love one another, God will live with us, and that love will be strong.
Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She ran to Peter and said to Jesus, favorite disciple, and said, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb. We don't know where they have put him." Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. They ran side by side until the other disciple ran faster than Peter and got there first. He bent over and saw the strips of linen cloth lying inside the tomb, but he did not go in. When Simon Peter got there, he went into the tomb and saw the strips of cloth. He also saw the piece of cloth that had been used to cover Jesus' face. It was rolled up in a place by itself. The disciple who got there first then went into the tomb, and when he saw it, he believed. At that time, Peter and the other disciple did not know that the scriptures said Jesus had risen from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. The good news of salvation.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
Well, everyone, can you tell I like butterflies? The earrings, the butterflies. Kind of like spring flowers a lot, too. So, and I brought one of my favorite things to pass around. Mother Chrissy gave this to me along with Shannon for my diaconate ordination. And I love it. And it's kind of our theme today for this resurrection. We rise by lifting others. So just pass it around and take a look. Feel the love in that picture.
So I stepped down just to, on Zoom, I stepped down to pass a picture around that's a butterfly that says, "We rise by lifting others." And so that's kind of the theme of our Easter homily this morning. So all throughout Lent, we've been walking this path, moved with compassion, a Lenten journey of the heart. And today, Easter reveals something essential. A heart moved by compassion becomes the very place where resurrection can happen this very day. So, one of the things that I really love about butterflies is not just how pretty and cute they look, but their scientific meaning to all of creation. And the fact that they start out as these kind of sometimes ugly, sometimes pretty little caterpillars crawling and on the ground, kind of going through life real slow, and then all of a sudden they creep up to a leaf, hang on, and start spinning the silk that then hardens and becomes kind of like a tomb, right?
for this little caterpillar. This insignificant little caterpillar has entombed itself. It has cut itself off from all of creation, all the other creatures, and it stays by itself, all alone. And who knows, in that caterpillar's cocoon, maybe it's sad, maybe it goes to sleep, and it just kind of exists. But underneath, all the while, God is working. The caterpillar has no idea what's happening in it and all around it. But God has given it this amazing genetic code that works its way. And all of a sudden, this caterpillar is transformed inside of this cocoon. And it grows these amazing wings. But it's still in that cocoon, even though it has these wings. And it has to do the hard work of breaking open the now encapsulated, hardened cocoon. And it eats its way, and it pushes its way, and all of a sudden that cocoon splits open. And it has to go out. And it works its way out into the warmth of the sunshine. And before it can do anything, it has to let the sun dry its wings. So it starts moving them in the breeze. And pretty soon, all of a sudden, that breeze just takes the butterfly off. And it goes and it flutters around, and then it starts going really fast. And then what does it do? It doesn't just fly. It finds a flower wide open with beautiful nectar in it. And it's hungry now because it hasn't eaten anything in so long. And so it sits on this flower and all of a sudden starts consuming this lovely nectar, and its pretty little legs all of a sudden get coated with what?
Pollen.
And then it flies some more to a tree blossom, and it sits there, and what does it do? It leaves some pollen, and then all of a sudden those flowers are empowered to explode, not with only the joy and the beauty of the flowers, but the potential to grow fruit and make other flowers and bless the whole world. So that's what I just so love about butterflies, is not only are they pretty, but they really help God. They are God's agents in the world to create a better space. And this is where I love, because a lot of times people say, oh, I believe in science, and other people, I believe in God. But the more you know about science, the more it's like so amazing, the burst of creation and how God continues to unfold this mysterious, beautiful, big pattern on our earth. So I feel like every time that happens is a new resurrection waiting to happen. So one of the things that we hear about in the Acts of the Apostles today is that Jesus went about doing good, healing all those who were oppressed. That's not just what Jesus did. It is who God is. God's very DNA is about being compassionate, and is only love, and only holds our good, our growth, our flourishing in mind. And at the very heart of everything, everything God created flourishes with compassion, and in compassion, and in giving compassion. And if that is who God is, then to be Easter people is to become people whose hearts move in the same direction as God. But let's be honest. The world teaches us something very different. It teaches us to protect ourselves, to build walls instead of bridges. And if we do this slowly, subtly, like that caterpillar in the cocoon, we can find ourselves living as if we are in a tomb, closed off, careful, guarded, afraid to feel too much, afraid to love too deeply. But then Easter comes. And Easter is not just about Jesus leaving the tomb. It's about the tomb leaving us. It's about the stone being rolled away from our own hearts. There is a modern witness to this kind of resurrection in the world. Have you guys heard of Chef Andre, Jose Andres? So many of us have. And he is doing such good work in places where everything has been shattered. Jose shows up with food, but not just food. Dignity, community, compassion, connection, belonging. And he reminds us that we need longer tables, not higher walls. Places where no one is excluded, where strangers become neighbors, where nourishment is shared, body, mind, and spirit. That's not just generosity. That's resurrection. Because compassion, real compassion, is never passive. Compassion moves people. Compassion crosses boundaries. Compassion refuses to accept a world where some people are left out or less than others. Compassion breaks open what is closed and brings life where there once was only survival. A heart moved by love becomes a threshold of sorts through which others can become alive again too. And here is the deeper truth of Easter. When we allow our hearts to be moved like that, we don't just bring joy to others. We come alive ourselves. And this is where it all comes together for us today. Because we are about to come to a table. Not just any table. The Eucharistic table. Here, the risen Christ does not simply appear to us. He gives himself to us. He becomes nourishment for us. He gathers us without exception, without boundary, into one body. This is the longest table there is. This is why everyone in this church is always welcome, because it is Jesus who invites us to the table of communion to be fed, to be healed, to be nourished, to be loved. This is a table where grief and hope sit side by side. A table where the broken are not turned away but welcomed. A table where love is not just spoken but given, broken, shared. And what we receive here, we are called to become. So what does it mean to be an Easter people? It means this: to refuse the tomb of indifference, to resist the temptation to shut down or turn away or do nothing, to keep our hearts open and soft, even when it costs us something, even when it hurts. Because resurrection is not just something we celebrate, it is something we become. imagine the world the prophet Isaiah dreamed of. A peaceable kingdom. A world where no one is outside, where every person is welcome, loved, and cherished, where the divine spark in each of us is seen, honored, and called forth. So today, as we stand before the empty tomb, we hear the same words spoken to those first disciples. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to feel. Do not be afraid to love. Do not be afraid to open your heart wider than you ever thought was possible for it to open. Go. Go build longer tables. Go tear down the walls that divide. Go and become nourishment for one another, body, mind, and spirit. Go be Eucharist for the world, because love has already rolled away the stone, and the tomb is empty, and life, abundant, radiant, unstoppable life, is calling us out into the light, just like the butterfly. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Perfect. That's what I'd hoped. How about this, too?